You know what it is. 2023 Angel of Words podcast going crazy.
Right before we started recording, I was like, I'm coming for you.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
No, the ladies definitely love your brother because I was seeing your brother. He was killing it on that guitar.
The ladies are you. There was nobody else here for you to talk about my name. Yo, oh, Billy, be careful. Suave's in the building, yo. Make sure you protect them, man. Don't get into any trouble. It's just the first episode.
I don't know. You were sounding a little cocky earlier, bro. They ain't ready for it, right?
I don't think anyone's ready for it.
There you go. That's the Billy Kennedy I know and love. You know what I'm saying? The cocky brother, you know?
Jesse, would you date a guy that paints his nails?
Listen, I've dated.
Or have you already?
I've already done
toenails. Only the toenails.
Billy, I'm telling you, man. Billy, I'm telling you. Be careful. You are real because you don't see dudes out there posting anybody. Yo, people live in fear.
Yo, because I love.
That's me. Ain't no one know. Yo, Jesse's single. Jesse got a man. Jesse in a tussle.
I let people know. I let people know. Because, yo, I love. The neck of the guitar, like, it sits well with me. Like, I just love how it feels in my hands.
Okay. So you like wood in your hands, huh?
Yeah, and I get the wood in my hands.
Jesse, you know about that?
You know
about
a little bit too much about that. See what's on the edge of the world so far, please.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Angel of Words podcast. I am your host, Angel of Words, and today we have an extremely special podcast, so stay tuned and don't forget to tap on that subscribe button on YouTube and follow us on Spotify and all podcast platforms. Our sponsors today, as usual, OTW Threads, reminding you to be out of this world. Attitudeon10.com, where psychotherapy meets energy work. Go heal that trauma. Also, get them photos. Go get them photos from BJS Photography. Every guest of the podcast gets a special discount. So you already know, man, holla at BJS Photography for those photos. If you want to make a dope podcast in just one day, get the training videos in the link below. And also to purchase all the stuff that you may need to start this podcast in the links below as well. Everything all Angel of Words related is at Angel of Words ENT on the socials. And you could also follow us at AOWENT.com. Now on deck on the Angel of Words podcast, we have Ghost Star in the building, and I want to welcome you to a very special individual, Jesse J, making her debut as our co-host now, our new co-host slash host of the Angel of Words podcast. Welcome, Jesse J, and we will try to take it easy on you. Today, now, Ghost Star, I want to get right into it, bro.
Let's go.
Because I want everybody to know in this video, you're going to be learning, you know, what it takes to make a rock album in 2023. And also, you know, what are the best guitars as well as all the other gossip that you want to hear about Ghost Star. So let's head into that, bro. Like, what it take to make this album in 2023, G?
Well, it wasn't easy. It wasn't an easy process. You know, it took a lot of, you know, dedication to the project, you know. The whole thing with like every project, I guess you could attest to even your podcast, like, yo, you got this dream, you got this goal, you got to stick with it. There's going to be obstacles that come your way. But either way, you know, like if you just stick with it, you're going to have a finished project that you could be proud of. So, you know, throughout, it wasn't easy, but I had a lot of people help me out throughout the process. So throughout that, like, you know.
Rebrand, because you were on here a couple of months back.
Yeah, I was, almost a year ago. Almost a year ago. So I was on here with my boy Jimmy Sandra. Shout out Jimmy.
Jimmy Sandra.
Jimmy.
You're in the drop. I love that, bro.
Shout out Jimmy. But yeah.
That was crazy.
Back then I was known as Nova. But at the time, you know, like I was building, I was dropping my demos, you know, I'm helping other people out, you know, I'm trying to get my foot, you know, wet in the like dipping a toe into the music industry with just under the name Nova. But as the time went on, I felt like Nova just didn't it didn't connect with me as an artist. So I had to go through a rebrand, and I had to, you know, I had to switch up the name. I had to switch up the socials. I had to switch up everything to a name that felt more personal to me.
So you go by the name Ghost Star. So I want to know, who is Ghost Star?
So with Ghost Star, what like it all started from was I was going to shows, I was performing, I was recording these demos. In my head, I thought they were finished songs, but thinking back now, they were not done at all. But I was recording all these songs, I was dropping them, I was doing some performances, and I was just like, dang, like Nova really doesn't, it doesn't really relate to me like as an artist. I was like, it doesn't feel like me. So what I did was, you know, I take a lot of inspiration from the city because, you know, this is where we're from. This is, you know, this is us. So I was walking around LES.
And you were born and raised here, right?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Queens. Yeah. So I was really quick. Like, I was walking through LES, and I'm trying to gain inspiration from everything I see, conversations I hear, people I see on the street, everything. And I see a graffiti of ghosts. I'm like, dang, like, you know, like, throughout all this, like, I can be shy, and especially with my art, like, I do not always want to show it to people, you know? Like, sometimes I want to just record that song in my room, put it away from me to listen to later. And, you know, if you want to build, though, you can't do that. You gotta put yourself out there. So wanting to be a ghost, like, wanting to not be seen. So I'm like, all right, boom, ghost is fire. I'm going to stick with that. But, you know, there's a lot of ghosts out there. There's Ghostface Killah. There's Ghost Mane. There's ghosts all over the place. So I was just like, all right, ghost, I got to make it a little different.
But you are the Ghost Star, no longer the Nova.
No longer Nova, just Ghost Star. So I was going to bars, and every time I went to a bar, like, I would just sit there and I just want to have my beer, my whiskey, relax. And then people come up to me like, yo, you look like a star. You look like a star. You look like somebody. You look like somebody. I'm like, yo, just, I want to have my beer. Like, leave me alone. But then I really thought about it. I'm just like, dang, that's actually fire, like star, because I don't want to be seen, but I'm seen wherever I go. People are like, yo, you look like somebody. I'm like, yo, just leave me alone. Yeah. So that's how I got the name.
It's like you're like the popular kid in school, and it's like, I don't want to be popular.
Yeah, yeah.
And you do something like not popular, and you're still somehow popular.
Yeah,
yo. But yo, our new co-host wanted to come for you because you had some like some issues with the with the album or whatever the case may be. Yeah. Speak your mind, girl. You're not the only one. Your platform now.
You're not the only one.
I told you when right before we started recording, I was like, I'm gonna come for you. So as I'm listening to your music, right, because you know I gotta be doing my research out here. I'm listening and I'm like, yo, you know, some of your songs, you know, they sounded a little similar. You know, some of the drum beats, some of the guitar beats.
Yeah,
you
mean in terms of like the formula?
Headsick was like really similar to, there was another, like anything.
Headstrong, you mean, right?
Headsick. Headstrong's by Trap.
Headstrong's another song. Keep going back.
Oh, I see what you're saying about the formula of the song. Okay. Yeah, so that's just my writing process. Where I do, like, if you notice, I do have a breakdown. I do have a certain section where there's just like a low point where I love, like, what I love when I make music is at the breakout point where the chorus all comes together at the end, because you're trying to tell a story, you know. And like when I'm doing that, you know, for the EP, it's like, this is like my portfolio, where I'm just like, I'm sending it to labels and stuff like that. I'm just like, yo, look at my body of work, this is what I could do. So it's kind of like a test sample. So what I really love to do is when I'm writing the song, I want it to have like a low point where at a certain point it breaks out, like the chorus or the whatever, you know, like there has to be like a breakdown where it's like the second verse is usually like the low point, and then the last verse or chorus, I mean, is like it pops, because it pops even more. So that's just my formula right now for this EP. But I do have some more music I'm working on for next year. So I have my whole year planned out for my releases already.
But what about like the editing? You know, how is that going? You know, is your brother, you know, in the background doing all the editing and all that?
So I do, my brother and I, we work very closely. I feel like with the songs.
Shout out to Billy Kennedy. Billy.
Yeah, Billy Kennedy.
Yo, by the way, everyone, they killed it on the performances.
He killed it.
Two songs, See You When I Can, Smile, Lit. It was crazy. Billy, real quick, man. Thank you so much for killing it on there, bro. And, bro, how'd you feel, bro? How you feeling right now, man?
Thank you for having us. And I feel great. And I don't know if everyone's ready for it. Something a little different, but I think everyone's going to love it.
I don't know. You were sounding a little cocky earlier, bro. They ain't ready for it, right?
I don't think anyone's ready for it, honestly.
There you go. That's the Billy Kennedy I know and love. You know what I'm saying? The cocky brother, you know? Yeah.
The way
I don't think you guys are ready for him.
With the
guitar solos.
Yo, there was
nuts,
like some smoke coming out of his hands.
Yeah. Oh, man, forget.
Yo, there was a little Billy, smoke. Your fingers hurt?
Yeah.
Your nah, fingers are Billy?
Those are calloused. Those are broken in. Oh, all right. Back to our writing process. I love working with my brother the most because we've been working on music since I was 10 and he was like 12, you know? Like, so we really get each other musically. Like, we could just pick up a guitar and we could just start playing together. So if I bring an idea to my brother, that's where I see when I can. That's where I was like, all right, I'm gonna name this the album because it's the one song where I was just like, I bet this is everything I want it to be. Because we're on a different like wavelength musically. We're like, you know, this is 20 years of playing guitar together. We're gonna know how each other feels in a certain situation. Like something happens while we're playing guitar live or whatever. I look at him, he knows what I'm thinking, and boom, we just keep going because we just know we have that. So my brother helps me out. We're working on some new stuff too. For my solo work, his solo work, and then we're working on duo stuff too, where we're gonna, I don't know, we're thinking about maybe going masked up, like somebody, nobody knows who we are. We're working on a lot of music stuff, so we have that. That's like where our brotherhood is built off of, his music, you know?
Yeah.
So some of the songs we recorded, my follow-up single that's gonna be coming out in the next couple months called Pandora. It's a re-release from when I was Nova.
Okay.
But yeah, it's reworked, it's remastered, it's more cohesive idea. So he helped me with a lot of songs. I got my boy Helsing over in London. He sends me songs. Shout out Helsing. And then a couple of the other songs I bought off of producers. And then I got my boy TNVR over in Connecticut. He's my engineer. He does the mixing and mastering on these guys. And, you know, he'll come up to me with ideas. So, you know, we just text or FaceTime back and forth. It's all digital. We send files back and forth.
No, I love that. I love when the music community just comes together.
Yeah, like I record in my room. He records at his house. And we just make my whole project was recorded at houses. I didn't pay for $1 million studio in Manhattan. This is all done in our bedrooms, you know what I'm saying?
There you go. Yeah, that's the best kind of music, you know? You think that, you know, Freddie Mercury was doing that in the studio all the time?
Nah, yeah, we don't have money. Yeah. We're not rich, you know? Like, we're trying to just make
broke
it.
Out here.
Yo, but I want to talk about that Nova. Look at that. I'm still calling it Ghost Star. My bad. You know what I'm saying? We were just talking about it. But I want to talk about that process, right? Because like you mentioned, man, it's hard to get a big band in a studio, rehearsals, blah, blah, blah. This, that, and a third. It costs money, man. So like every, or you know, the drum beats you have are digital. Like what's that, you know, what's going on there, bro?
So yeah, they're all digital right now. But when you guys stay tuned to his upcoming debut, or not debut, but his upcoming EP and singles. Yeah. He's working on, we're working on like live recording drums.
Copy.
So we're doing this all on our own. Like we're not trying to go out. We're trying to like build this, like find a community of people who want to work and do stuff for us. So yeah, check that out. That's coming up. But right now on all my projects are all digital. MIDI drums, okay. Samples, you know.
So what really inspired you to get into rock music or just music in general?
Well, music in general, I think it just came down from, you know, my parents just, you know, in the car rides, just listening to what they listen to. You know, we'd go on long drives to upstate, whatever. And, you know, listen to them. And then after a little while, you know, like my uncles, they're very musical. They would show us more of the rock side. So just growing up, I came from like, my mother, she'd be cooking, there'd be music in the house, you know? So just always, like, my mom, she put me onto the Beatles. I would say that's my entry point, is the
Shout
Beatles.
Shout out to mom, the best thing she ever did for you.
My mom, because the album Beatles 1 came out, so my mom was just playing all their hits. And then and gradually, we started discovering more and more. Like, I found out about Nirvana. My brother found out about Blink-182. Like, we started just growing, just getting more of a knowledge. It got into, like, so deep by 12, I was listening to death metal. Nice. And hip hop. I'd be listening to NWA, and then I'd be listening to like a Norwegian black metal band. Like I just started getting like this crazy sense of music, you know? Like, all and what it all correlates to is like it's just all raw music. Yeah. Like I don't want to listen to like a song where like I know 60 people wrote it in the studio. You know, like I want some dude who was like homeless.
Yeah. All right,
yo,
I feel that.
And that's the thing. Yeah, he was shooting up heroin. You
yeah,
know
yeah.
What I'm
like,
I mean,
yeah.
To that's keep what... it a buck, I mean, you know, rock music has a lot of pain, man. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, me personally, I like to see the underdog win.
Yeah, I mean, even it correlates. I tell people all the time, like, yo, the raw emotion that's in hip hop, it's in punk music too.
Oh, facts.
Like you listen to Tupac. Hit him up. That's not aggressive. That's not a punk song where he's just like, yo, fuck you. You know, like, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And that's the same thing you get with punk music where it's just like,
I don't
yo.
Know. That Tupac hit him up was a little fucking crazy.
It was, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's raw emotion. It's hardcore.
So when did you start playing guitar?
I started bass first. Yeah. I was a bassist, and bass is
you're
still
slapping
my,
the bass.
Slapping the bass. Yo, slapping bass is my first love. Like, yo, the bass.
There you go.
I think I grew up watching bands like the Sex Pistols.
Fire.
Like all those like
fire
bands growing up. Like, yo, I always thought the bass player was the coolest dude in the band. Yeah. And I think they had to do that because usually the guy sucked, but he looked the coolest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a kid, I was like, yo, that dude inspires me. Like Sid Vicious, Gene Simmons and Kiss. Like all the coolest dudes with a bass player.
James Jameson, another monster on the bass, bro. Facts.
So I ended up picking up the bass first because I think naturally because my brother was playing guitar first too. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, I don't want to be the guitar guy. So, you know, like who else is cool in the band? There's always cool people. So I was like, all right, boom, I'm going to play bass. My uncle, rest in peace, my uncle.
R.I.P.
He bought me my first bass, this Ibanez. And yo, we would play the shit out of that shit every day. We'd be playing guitar. We would just look up. I remember the first time he taught me a song. It was a Green Day song. I was just like, yo, I want to play in your band. I want to play in your band. I was an annoying little brother. And yo, I'm like, yo, I want to play in band with you guys. And they're like, yo, shut up. And then finally I broke it. My brother's like, all right, boom, play these notes. And it was a Green Day song. So that's the first song I ever learned, like at 12. No, I must have been 10. Yeah, 10 years old. I started playing, you know, these pop punk songs like Blink 182 and
Fire
and Green Day, and that's how I started. That's why you hear the pop punk influence in my music. That's what I grew up on, you know.
So educate us a little bit. So, you know, what's like your favorite guitar? What's the best kind of guitar?
So my favorite kind of guitar has to be the Fender series of guitars, specifically the Telecaster. Okay. There's something about the Telecaster that works well in my soul.
Works so well about the Telecaster?
So I would guess I would have to say. Just the build of the guitar, like the neck. The neck of the guitar, like it sits well with me. Like I just love how it feels in my hands.
Okay. So you like wood in your hands, huh?
Yeah. And I get the wood in my hands. Yeah.
Just so you know about that? You know
a little bit too much about that.
But yeah, the overall structure of that shit I love.
So where's the wood usually lie in your hand?
Definitely in this hand.
Okay.
Right. Ladies, he's a lefty.
Yo.
No, I'm a righty. The left hand is what you use the most. Your non-dominant hand is what you do the most work with.
Oh, shit. That makes a lot of sense. You guys are magical. That's no wonder the ladies love you. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
No, the ladies definitely love your brother because I was seeing your brother. He was killing it on that guitar.
The ladies are you. There was nobody else here for you to talk about, my man. Yo, oh, Billy, be careful, man.
I think I'm cute.
Suave's in the building, yo. Make sure you protect them, man. Don't get into any trouble. It's your first episode.
No promises.
That's what's up, though. Okay, so the Fender. You know, I mean, Fender.
Yeah, Fender
you.
Telecaster. Definitely.
You know, Gibson. You said that with the
Gibson. I never really I never like mess with Gibson too much. I would say my second one that I love Ibanez. They're more on like the metal side of guitars, and you could also use them. I guess you could say in like blues and funk and stuff like that. But they have like a thinner, like. It all comes down to like next to me and like the humbuckers and all that. The humbuckers are where you get like that raw, like that punch, you know, like that. Yeah. So like just with the thinner neck too, you could do so much more, you know? So I really mess with like Fender Telecasters and just Ibanez, like an Ibanez GL is really nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Now, also, I mean, you know, with the guitar situation, like, you know, where do you usually purchase your guitars? Like, where do you go to purchase your guitars?
I'm not going to lie. I was looking in my bedroom, and this dude could attest to it. Most of the guitars in my room were given to me by my uncle or my brother.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I got like eight guitars.
Yeah, that's what's up.
I get the hand-me-downs, but they're like, yo, or they'll buy me a guitar. Like, we're fixing up this guitar. It was maybe not the first guitar, but it was one of the first guitars I've had. When I was about 13, my uncle got me my first Telecaster.
Okay.
And he got me that, and like that, I guess that changed the game for me. I remember it was Christmas. He got both of us Telecasters. And like, yo, we were so hyped. We were like, yo, what?
Yo, hand-me-downs is where it's at. Because even I was like checking out your social media. Like, you'd be going to like the thrift shop.
Oh, yeah, I'd be thrifting, yeah.
You'd be saying it like, I'm wearing second generation clothes.
Everything I'm wearing, like, I just thrifted, you know? Like, this is like, that's where it's at, you know? Like, recycle.
A resourceful individual. Especially if you're a starving artist, that's the best way to be, brother.
You get the most fire stuff, too. People be like, yo, where you get your clothes? I'm like, thrift store, bro. You got to dig, but fine. Fire stuff.
Some good shit in there.
Yo, see, I can see that, man. Yeah, exactly. You're looking wavy, not for nothing, man.
I mean, I added the spikes myself.
What about the hat? You didn't get that at a thrift store.
No, this one's Amazon.
Oh, all right.
The one thing.
That's the corporate thrift store.
People often ask
you seen
about the hat?
You seen hats at thrift stores? I ain't putting that on my head. Yo, they look crusty at the thrift store.
How often do people ask me about the hat?
When I wear this one, I get just like, yo, that's a good look, dog. Yo. That's fine. Nobody really asks me where I get my stuff anymore, but yeah.
They look at you, they're like,
I usually rock a bandana. I mean, if you peep the socials, it's usually a bandana. Yeah. But I'm in the middle of laundry right now.
Yeah. Laundry week.
Oh, I got like 6 bandanas at the laundromat right now.
Yeah. So I wanted to bring this up because, you know, back in like the late 70s, you know, early 80s, rock music was just, you know, it was striving.
Yeah, number one.
Everyone listened to rock music. Yeah. Everyone was in a band. Like, mm-hmm. that was just typical. So, you know, now, of course, you know, new generations come, new music comes.
Yeah.
And, you know, music just evolves. How do you feel that rock is not, you know, the number one heard genre?
I love it. I love that, you know, like, because at a certain point, if anything gets too big, it becomes a parody of itself. So you see rock, it hit a certain point where it was all about like an image and you didn't have to write good songs anymore. Like, I guess the peak was the emo scene. That's when hip hop started coming in and hitting heavy, you know, because it had that raw emotion that was going on for years, you know. So I grew up loving hip hop, you know, like hip hop. Is still to this day one of my favorite genres. I love, you know, I listen to Chief Keef every day.
He's a beast, bro.
I listen to Chief Keef every day. And yo, those songs go hard, you know? Like, I grew up off of, you know, ASAP Mob, and I grew up off of even Eminem, you know, like 50 Cent, you know, G Unit.
Yeah.
I grew up off of all those dudes, but even like going back to listening to like NWA and listening to all those guys, like, I love that other genres are getting the respect they deserve, you know what I'm saying? And today, like, I even love it more because, like, now, like, the alternative scene is underground. So that's forcing people to do different things that because in the 70s and 80s and 90s, everybody wanted to sound like the one band. Like, in the 90s, yeah. everybody wanted to sound like Nirvana or Green Day, or like in the 80s, everybody wanted to sound like Poison or whatever.
Yeah, Kiss, facts. Yeah, yeah.
You know, Guns so like Roses, now, like,
it's, well, that's not nice.
It's forcing people to be creative, yeah. you know? So that's what I like. You know, you're getting, it's a really cool underground scene where you get solo artists, like kids who can't even play guitar, but they're making metal music. That shit's fire because they're working with producers and stuff like that, you know? So I really like the underground alternative scene right now. You're seeing some people do great stuff.
Do you want to actually talk about a little bit about like Migs?
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, Migs the my
yo,
dog.
Yo, word, yeah. Yo, so you were at that Wasted situation, yeah. right? A single, like, you know, so, that was like a showcase that was going on.
Yeah, so at the Wasted concert, like,
yeah.
Me and Mike, MLM Management, me and him, we ran into each other. I was at Strain Games, shout out Lab Rats. They had me on to, you know, showcase some of my music at yeah. this Bud event. And then I seen Mike outside, Mike Loco, and like, it just, we're pretty sure we met someone at some yeah. point. Like, yeah. yo, it was good. And he's like, yo, I'm around. And yo, like, that was like our official meeting. And like, it was all love. And, you know, they really liked what I was doing. So they wanted to put me on to this show. And, you know, that was a great experience. You know, we're working on stuff right now too. Like we're working on future shows. And, you know, it's like, it's all
yeah, he's
love.
Got
like,
a show. He just had a show.
Yeah, they had
Wednesday,
a show last
yeah.
night. Yeah. Or, yeah.
yeah,
it was
Wednesday.
Like,
it was Wednesday.
Yeah. yeah, they're doing like really yeah. cool stuff. You know,
yo, no, he's valid. I met him too. I had the opportunity yeah. to meet him at Aphrodite. You know, yeah. he told me that Aphrodite was yeah. there. Yeah, you know, shout out to her. She was in, you know, the,
talking about the underground scene. Yeah, like, yo, they're putting on people from the underground yeah. scene to, like, you know, like, yo, it's you want to, you know, showcase what you got? Like, all right, let's see what you got. Yeah. Like, put it in front of, you know, put it on tape, you know, like, put it on the stage, you know, like, let's see what you got, you know, and you've seen people really step up to the plate and do dope stuff. Like, Migs is killing it, you know, like, and they're all considered, I guess, underground, but they're on the brink of, like, breaking out to that next level, and it's dope to see, you know?
You were even shouted out in Tristan Cruz and Aaliyah's music video, no?
No, no, they were the ones, they shot my music video. So, with them, they're in this dope band. It's called Autumn Estate, I believe. But, yo, like, you know, it's all love with them. So, I had a need where, like, I needed a videographer. Where my boy Jeremy Fillmore, shout out Jeremy, he was out of town. He like did all the visuals for like Head Sick and stuff like that. You see on my IG.
That was a crazy video.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Because
like,
they
did such a great job.
Yo,
man.
I'm actually
God,
getting tattooed
bro.
In that. You know, like,
that's wild, bro. Yeah. It reminded me of that. You know, there's a reggaetonero. Like, you know, I listen to that reggaeton
yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
Called Arcángel, where he's getting tattooed in the video. I was like, yeah, yo, my yeah. man's on it. I was like, yo, my
yeah,
man goes
I'm actually
going,
getting tattooed in that.
He's going in right now. It's lit.
Yeah, yeah. So with Jeremy, like, I had a void. Yeah. Like, my dog, like, he's doing stuff around the country. Mr. Worldwide, we call him. Because, yeah. yo, he'd be in L.A., he'd be in Miami, he'd be in Brooklyn.
Oh, good for him, man. That's
yeah,
what's
yeah.
up.
So I needed somebody to shoot my video, you know, because yeah. the EP was getting ready to drop. So I was like, yo, Tristan, I need your help. He's like, I bet, I got you. So I found the location for that video. And the funny thing is it's actually a church that the See You When I Can video, that's a basement of a Baptist church.
Wow.
They sold it to artists.
He's going crazy in the church. Yo, he was raising the roof, literally. Yeah,
they have about 20 rooms in the basement of
this
church.
Just have a party, huh, girl?
Just to be outside, guys. Yeah. Y'all gonna see. Do my stories?
Mm-mm. Yeah, we got this video and they shot it and I think it came out. It's everything I wanted the video to be, you know?
That's what's up, man. Yeah. That's what's up, man. You're getting creative. Yo, I enjoy that, man, because I feel like there's a, you know, I don't like to go in on my people, man, but yeah. I'm like, yo, give me some creativity.
I know. I don't want to see a car with
like,
money
you know
no more.
I mean? Like, I'm sorry, bro. I'm a creative. Yeah, like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see TNA in every single video.
No.
Or give it to me in a creative form.
I don't want
to
see I don't want to see a rented Ferrari.
Yeah, you know
I know it's not yours. I know this, dog.
I saw you on the subway yesterday. What you mean?
I saw you on the bus, dog. And but yeah, that's what you know. Like I'm trying to build where like everything I drop is. I could like you
stop
know like
the cap.
Yeah, right. So that's what I try to do. Like something more raw. Like yo, that place is like not too far from where I live. That's like a 5-block walk. So I'm trying to do something raw where like. I'm taking essence, like I told you, inspiration from the city. Like, you could find that out there. You just gotta, you know, you gotta think differently. You gotta explore something. I was like, yo, I found like this creepy looking, Saw looking area. I was like, yo, I'm gonna make a creepy birthday party. Because the chorus is like, I forgot your birthday. So I was like, yo, this is the birthday party.
I was about to say, I was like, you know, what really inspired you? Because, you know, it's talking about you missed her birthday.
That's
you know?
The birthday party.
Damn, son, you missed a birthday,
I'm not gonna lie.
Bro.
You missed the birthday.
That's the birthday party. That's the video.
Was she mad? It is what it is, right? Yeah.
You said something probably earlier that was very introspective, man.
Oh, all right. Yeah, so yeah, what the song's about that song's about like I had to have an internal dialogue with myself.
Mm.
Where I was just like, can I really be with this person while I'm so messed up in the head? Like I can't even remember your birthday. How am I supposed to have a healthy relationship with this person? So it's kind of like me talking to myself in my own head, like. You know, I got my own problems that I got to fix before I could even explore being in a relationship with somebody. Because, you know, like, even when you're down and out, you want to be, you know, like, loved by somebody, whatever. But, like, if you're messed up and you really are true with yourself, you can't do that.
You know, relationships are like an onion. You know, you start peeling it back and then, you know, sooner or later, you're just like, damn, do I even want you?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah.
Look at them differently.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, yo, I don't even know your birthday, dog. Like, how are you
like,
going to be my girl?
Care?
Yeah, it's like, do I even care?
So in the music video, you got a cake, and I just had to know, how many cakes did you go through?
All right, so you watched the whole thing? You watched the whole video?
I did.
You saw the ending where, like, I smashed the cake?
That's why I was like, how many cakes did this man go through?
There was only one cake.
No way.
What?
Yo, I was broke. When I made that video, I had, like,
$20. Cakes cost, like, $60,
are you
my
guy. Eat the cake?
I mean, you saw I smeared it on my face. I didn't eat that.
I know,
them.
But, like,
nah,
how are you wasting cake out here?
That wasn't a waste. That was art. That was art. Right? Yeah, so like I didn't have much money and like that cake, I was gonna go to a bakery and they were like, yo, $100. I was like, damn, dog.
For a cake?
I was gonna write happy birthday. I was gonna write see you when I can or something on the cake. But yo, like I was like, all right, so I go to the local grocery store and like I think it was like $40 or $50. I'm like, damn. All right. So
you bought a cake at a grocery store?
Yeah, like
you don't just make the cake?
No, it was like a Stop and Shop type of thing, but like not a Stop and Shop.
That much?
Supermarket.
You don't bake, do you?
Nah, I don't bake. I don't cook.
That's why I gotta learn how to bake. Save some money.
Yeah, I ended up doing that. And I remember the last scene, I was like, yo, we gotta hit this because we only got one cake. So when I smashed it at the end on the mirror, I was like, yo, we only got one take. We gotta be good.
Yeah.
Puts the pressure on, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, pressure breaks pipes, man. Yeah, and it makes diamonds. Yeah. You already know, man.
Exactly.
Yo, you know what's so funny, man? When you have one take, you're like, nah, we
gonna got that
do this
one.
Shit.
Like, we can't. There's no option.
All of a sudden, you're like laser focused.
Exactly. Like, I was just like, all right. Because, like, I can't, like, do, like, any. And then, like, we started messing around with it afterwards, like, you know, writing in the mirror.
In the mirror, yeah.
Yeah. Like, I did my hand on it and all that. Yeah,
that's a lot.
I just wanted to taste it, you know. I just wanted what it tastes.
I'm not gonna lie, like when I was doing that on my face, like I did taste it. It wasn't even that good. So,
because you got the Stop and Shop.
Yeah,
bread,
it deserved to be thrown out. That cake deserved to be thrown out.
Yo, Gold Star, man, how do you feel about hip hoppers now painting their nails, or you know, men nowadays painting?
You know,
their
I didn't
nails,
notice
man.
That.
It's crazy.
Even like
you know, that's
a Bad
that's
Bunny.
A rock thing. You know what I'm saying? Like I always felt like you know that belonged to the genre of rock.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean?
I'm saying?
I feel like. Nothing at this point of the game, nothing belongs to anybody. The only thing I want, and I want everybody listening, I just want you to make sure you're doing it so you could actually express yourself and not so you could look like somebody else. I want you to do it so you could feel good because I do see people And I could already tell they're just doing it because they seen Bad Bunny doing it. You know? Don't be doing that. Do it because you want to do it. Don't do it because, you know, like, don't wear the clothes because you see Drake wearing those clothes.
Preach.
Wear it because you want to wear it. Don't be trying to be somebody else. Like, be you. Look deep within yourself and go to the store and don't think, what would Bad Bunny wear today? Think, what will I wear today?
How has that authenticity helped you along your career here in music, man?
I think people just see me more raw. They see it's not a facade. Like, yo, I'll talk to people and, like, it'll be love. And, like, also, like, some people will be able to tell, like, if I talk to them and, like, I'm sizing them up kind of, they'll know, like, oh, damn. But then, you know, people have broken through that. Like, I have been wrong, you know, like, not everybody's right. But sometimes, you know, like, the most part, like, people see, like, I'm wrong, I'm real, I'm about it. So I get a certain level of respect, you know, because they know, like, I grew up. I'm not just, I play at hip-hop shows. I play my rock music at hip-hop shows. I played hip-hop songs at rock shows. You know, like, I do all this stuff just because I love music. I'm not, like, capping about it. People can really tell. It really shows, you know, like, because you can only lie for so long until people find you out.
Jesse, would you date a guy that paints his nails?
Listen, I've dated.
Or have you already?
I've already done
toenails. Only the toenails.
Billy, I'm telling you, man. Billy, I'm telling you. Be careful, local. You know,
only the toenails. The toenails.
Speaking about toenails, I actually, like, a couple of weeks ago, had a guy scratch my back with his toenails.
All right.
So, listen, Jesse does.
That's that smell.
Listen, Jesse.
That's what that smell is.
Like I said, Jesse, I taste the swirl, you know? I'm open to anything.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I'm a pervy old lady.
Yeah, let's go.
It is what it is.
We all got our bag.
Bro, you know what I like about you the most too, bro? Like, you mad romantic, bro.
Yo, I love love.
Yo, for real. You're like one of the most romantic musicians I've ever met in my life.
Yo, because I love
you. Be posting with, you know, I'm not, my you know, girl. We're not going to mention you. Okay, if you mention it, it's cool.
I love my girl,
be out there, yo, no holes barred. I'm like, yo, my man.
Yo, we're jumping off the cliffs together.
You are real, because you don't see dudes out there posting anybody. Yo, people live in fear.
Yo, because I love.
That's me. Ain't no one know. Yo, Jesse's single. Jesse got a man. Jesse in a trouble.
I let people know. Because, yo, I love love. Like, I love being in love. I don't love.
Is it like the high? Like, you're chasing the high from it? Or is it probably you lack?
Like, everything I do in life, like, with the negative feelings I feel, I put that so hard into the music, you know? Like, I think it's really important for people to feel what they feel. When I'm happy, I'm fucking skipping down the fucking street, you know? But if I'm feeling really down, I feel what I'm supposed to feel. If I'm in love, I'm going to be in love. I'm not going to hide it from anybody. If I'm angry, I wear my heart on my sleeve, I guess you could say. You know, like,
what's your sign?
I'm a Pisces.
That's why. I don't even like him anymore.
Yo, he could have said he's a anything. You would have said that's why. Right?
No, I'm a Scorpio. No. I'm a Scorpio.
My whole life, I'm always running into Pisces.
I'm a Scorpio.
Y'all toxic. Yeah. Y'all toxic.
Nah. I'm fucking, I show
human
love.
Beings are toxic. And if you want to stop being toxic, go to attitudeon10.com. You know what I mean? Where psychotherapy meets energy work. Let's go heal that trauma.
No more teardrops.
It was the Johnson and Johnson.
Yeah.
Isn't that no more teardrops?
Yeah, right. No more tears. It was like the fish bottle, the shampoo. Remember that one?
Fish bottle.
You remember like the shampoo back in the day? Listen, somebody give me.
I was too broke for Johnson and Johnson. We had, you know, 99-cent store, Stover.
Yo, VO5, whatever was left over from the 80s.
I still use it.
VO5.
Oh, they do. It's not even at the bodega. Go to your local bodega. It's a dollar.
Andrew on like our broke level, you know? He's like, I got a little bit of come up.
Yo, man, I gotta pay for microphones and make sure that, you know.
I'm seeing all the cameras.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'll do whatever it takes, bro. Yeah. I'm not here to impress anybody.
Oh, no.
But my beautiful people that subscribe to the channel, don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Hit that like button. If you ain't
notifications,
liking this, let us know if you like Jesse or not, because, you know, we can't replace her. Suave's waiting in the wings. You feel me?
Yeah. Stay back. Y'all gonna love me. Trust me. My stories.
Let's go.
So how do you feel overall right now, man, where you at with the music? Because you've been doing a great job of marketing it. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you're creating like a package deal, you know, making sure that, you know, you got content and
I'm thinking outside the box now.
Yeah, okay.
Like with my Wasted concert, if you went to that show, that didn't sound anything like my recordings. Mm-hmm. So what I'm trying to do is this whole entertainment package where my recordings and my live, you're going to get two, it's kind of like remixes of my, it's going to be the live edition of my song. So you're getting two different forms of entertainment. I'm trying to build that into physical media where, like, if you buy the CD or whatever, it's going to be different music on there too. So right now I feel good where I'm at. I definitely do feel momentum, but I'm not satisfied at all. And like, I do stress it heavy. Like, I want things to be perfect. It's never going to be perfect, but I have so many ideas. That's the hard thing about being creative is I have a million and one ideas, but I got to hone it in. You know, I got to complete this song. I got a song coming out in the next couple months. Like, I need to get that done.
Where do you see, like, your music in 5 years? I mean, do you plan on just staying with rock? Or do you think you might venture out?
Right now, I do want to keep it all in the alternative scene. Like, right now, you heard the pop punk EDM. For the next year, I'm working on something more in the industrial realm. Like, more like Nine Inch Nails.
Well, I fucking love Nine Inch Nails,
man. I'm working on something. I do want to get a little bit heavier. A little bit more live musicians. I do want to... I do see staying in the pop rock sphere. But I do see myself helping out hip-hop artists. You know, like, if you need... I could play drums, too. I could play some drums on your track. I could do guitar on your track. I could do bass. You know, I could write for people. I do, like, see myself as a tool that I could help people. In terms of my own music, just rock is what my heart is. You know, like, alternative. Where it's, whether it's like The Cure or it's like, you know, Primus, you know, like anything within that realm. Because if you look up subgenres of rock, there's hundreds. I can keep going until I die.
I love that. I love when, you know, just the music community is just coming together. At the end of the day, you know, we all got the same goal. You know, we want to hear different creative mindsets all come together.
We learn from each other.
Exactly.
You steal something from me, maybe I can steal something from you later.
Yeah, like, no hard feelings, man.
Yeah, it's all love. Yo, that means I inspired you to do something. You might inspire me to do something later, you know? Like, it's all love. I love that.
And that's how, yeah, man. That's how you create that's how you evolve music.
Exactly.
You know? You're not going to evolve music by just staying in the same zone all the time.
Yeah, like, I know I'm not saying? Like, I'm not making a new genre of music, but I am switching up some things.
But you never know. You could.
Yeah, exactly.
You mess around,
you just gotta keep going. Yeah, exactly.
You mess with the right people. You know what I mean? You put yourself in uncomfortable situations that then turn out to be, you know, good situations for yourself, man. I like the fact that you're okay being uncomfortable, bro.
Yeah, definitely. That's one thing I guess I learned that playing sports at a young kid.
Okay.
You know, my parents put me into sports, basketball, baseball, football, all that. But like, I don't want to play against some other schools basketball, but you got to go out there and you got to do it and you got to be good. You know, you got to arrive 5 minutes early. You know, playing sports really, like, and music, like, growing up, like, that just, like, puts something in my brain where, like, you got to be uncomfortable. And you know what? Now I tell myself, if I go out and I perform or if I play my music, you know, everybody in the room might hate it, but there's going to be that one guy who fucks with it.
Yeah.
That's
and
true.
I've had that.
That's
fact. I've had it where I bombed, like, where nobody liked my music. I get off, and then one dude comes up to me and is just like, dude, your music changed my life. You know, that's just crazy. And that one dude, that's my homie. You know, like, we're in the same boat now because he gets me,
right?
You know? So no matter, like, you can get hate on so much, but, you know, there's going to be somebody out there. If you're true to it, there's going to be people who fuck with it. If you're capping and you're trying to sound like Gunna or you're trying to sound like Green Day exactly on the track, like, you're going to fuck up.
Yeah, no.
People are going to see through it.
Nah, man. People will fucking smell that shit.
Yeah, from a mile away.
It's a stench like
that. Like, you stepped in it.
Yeah, for real. Like that onion you mentioned earlier, bro. God, nothing smells worse than a dirty onion. Jesus Christ.
I like the onions.
You like the onions?
That's just Jesse being Jesse.
What does that mean? You like the onions?
It could be very...
The stank.
I don't know. I've never heard that term before.
It's the stank. The aroma.
No, I don't know, man. I don't like anything that smells like a dirty onion. I'll tell you that. I'd stay away from that
shit all the time. When you in love, like how homeboy over here say he has, you know, love on the sleeve.
Nah.
Sometimes, you'll take the dirty dick. You'll take the
sometimes
dirty
dick. Sometimes you're eating that raw onion. Please. Like the Grinch. You're eating
that
raw onion.
See, there you go.
Give me that onion, son.
I love it.
I will kick your ass out my house. I smell something crazy.
Dang.
You
know,
you serious? You don't
even join her inside the shower?
What happened?
You don't just join them inside the shower?
Oh, I mean, yeah, but you showering. What you mean?
I like you.
You ain't coming from the tennis court to my crib thinking you
about
to get
the sweat. I'm
slayed out. Nah, I don't get down like that.
I do.
Oh, no.
I like it,
man.
Wet and
you
wild.
You ever heard of pH balance? I ain't trying to get a yeast infection. Y'all wildin', bro.
I already got one. I'm sitting here with one.
I don't know. That's some under 30 shit. Y'all be on some other shit. Hey, man, whatever works for you. I just don't
yeast
like having a bad preparation.
What
is that? Vagisil? Nah, I'm good, man.
Nah, that don't even work, honestly. You need that strong antibiotics.
Yeah, I know. That's that other cream.
And if it's
that
really
hydrogen,
bad,
yeah.
Penicillin, guys.
Oh, nah. Penicillin,
you don't want that
nah.
penicillin shot.
Nah, that, no.
Trust me, from experience, you know, that long-ass needle, some thick, you know, yogurt that. Looking Jesse, thing right in your ass.
I'm scared.
From now on, stay away from the penicillin shop, please. You're not in the
aisle.
This
I'm
ain't
trying.
Vietnam 1960.
Yeah, right. You listen, out here on these streets.
She belongs to
like
the
that.
Streets.
He's like, yo, I had a needle this big.
She can't chase you.
She's going to war.
Yo.
Listen, like I said, I'm going to be that little old lady. I'm going to tell my grandkid, your dick still work?
Yeah.
Yo. Yo. Hey.
Don't knock up Jesse, guys.
Thank God that's a long time from now, you know? Yeah, right?
Hopefully.
I may be pregnant now. Who knows?
Hey, I'm praying for you. I'm praying for
we'll
you.
We'll get you a shot. We're going to have you a know? Shot.
Oh, man. Should not even plan. Look, we take Plan B's like multivitamins out here. That's how outside
yo,
we were.
Yeah, outside. When? Yum. I ain't gonna front though. I spent
yo,
a couple.
This summer was
I spent a couple hundred on Plan B's over the years. I yeah.
Yo, I was wondering like what would happen if I took it. Like, what happens if I took Plan B?
You might be, thinking? Like, really hormonal. Like, you might be, like...
Oh, I might just get, like, my period? Like,
yeah. yeah.
Like, my nipples start hurting? Yeah, we gotta try that on the podcast.
Like that scene in The Longest Yard. I've never seen that.
The next time I'm on here, I'm gonna take it. And then the next day, I'm gonna come onto the podcast. We're gonna see what happens.
Y'all never seen, like, Sex in the City where, you know, one of the girls takes a Viagra?
Oh, yeah, and they're fucking...
And she's horny as hell.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen that.
She's
yeah.
like...
Some girls is horny as hell on that show. It was the horniest. What are you talking about?
Nah, it was the horniest one. And she got even
more. Girls, they were sleeping with you, bro.
She found the next level.
You know that show was written by... Well, you know what? I ain't gonna go there. Look, the next segment, we're gonna go into our next segment, which is... Sponsored by OTW Threads, Be Out of This World, attitudeon10.com, where psychotherapy meets energy work, man. Go heal that trauma and BJS photography. Go get them photos. And now we've reached a point in the podcast, Jesse and Ghost Star, where it's time to play Five Words with Angel.
I think y'all gonna be scared.
Let's go. Yo, yeah, now Five Words with Angel. I'm just gonna give the first word. Jesse's gonna take it over. Cause you know, this is what it is, man. You know, we gotta pass the baton. You know what I'm saying? And you know, give the youth they gotta shine, man. And I gotta stay my ass behind the camera and do other shit.
What really is Angel's just scared about my responses.
Yes, I am.
He's scared I'm gonna just, you know, he's gonna get fine.
Exactly. Facts.
My bad.
No, it's all good, Jesse. I'm here. The first word on Five Words with Angel, Ghost Star, is what's your favorite genre of rock?
I would say it's changing every day. If I had to pick one, emo.
Okay. All emo. Right. Now, Jesse, take it over, girl. It's your segment. Go ahead, all right, girl.
So,
take it over.
Best band in that genre?
Emo, The Used. Gotta be The Used.
The Used?
The Used.
Check oh man, I had such a dirty thought.
Nah, The
stop.
Used.
I gotta stop. All right, so favorite rock musician?
Does it have to be alive or dead?
You choose.
Favorite rock musician.
Alive, man. I don't want nobody dead.
What
alive,
damn.
Not to interrupt there. Alive. We're doing alive.
All right,
man.
I'll just say, yo, he's very controversial and I don't care, but it's gotta be Ronnie Radke.
Ronnie Radke, all right.
Falling in Reverse, Escape the Fate, you know, he's an icon. I mean, we've all had bad pasts, but, you know, that motherfucker knows how to write a song.
You ain't lying.
All right. What about your favorite whiskey?
Favorite whiskey? Depends on the night. I do mess with the Bushmills sometimes. Maker's Mark, like you said earlier. Nice Maker's Mark on the rocks. New Orleans, I got for like $5. A
bro, I'll tell you a story off the air because we don't have enough time to tell that right now, bro.
Yeah.
For this last one, I'm definitely gonna switch it up.
No, as far as the fourth one, ain't it?
That was the fourth one, but like the last one.
That was the fourth one.
That was the fourth one.
Oh, actually, let's go with number five.
All right, so I'm gonna switch it up. And I'm gonna be a little more personal.
Go ahead.
You ready for this?
Maybe.
Your favorite shit position?
My favorite shit position? Like when I take a shit?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie. I had some roommates, and yo, there's this like step stool. Where you put your feet on it, you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Yo, and like your knees are raised, yo, it's the best shits I ever had in my life.
It comes out clean, right?
Yo, bro, like when your knees are up a little bit and you're on that fucking, yo, do your tippy toes, that shit's fucking out in 2 seconds. No constipation needed.
Hey, man, it does make sense.
Yo, tell me not. Yo, you use those before. Those shits are fire.
It's frog position, that's what I call it.
Yeah.
When I know I'm about to be here for a minute, I lay back.
Handstand. My favorite's a handstand.
One person actually Rick told me in the bed.
What was that?
One person told me inside the bed.
Yeah.
They couldn't make it to the bathroom.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Y'all are extra, man. Yo, that was 5 words with Angel. You know who the sponsors are. Now, GoStar, before we let you go, and everyone, just so you know, we got him and Billy Kennedy performing on deck next. A magical performance. We brought out the whole squad. Suave was in the building.
Suave,
come through too, man. You know,
come on, Suave.
Rico.
Suave in the building. Brian.
First time on camera.
Yo, for real, man. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo. We have BJS Photography also in the building, man. You know, he got to make moves because but he killed the game, brought the whole, I'm telling you, man, go DM BJS Photography. Go to he went crazy. Y'all going to see it. Hopefully I can do it justice with the edit. Now, guys, let GoStar give everybody a message before we send them off, man.
Yo, shout out to Angel Words for having me. Just be true to yourself. Everything will be figured out along the way.
Yo, and where can we find you, brother, man? Where can we find you?
So if you want to follow me on Instagram, whatever, it's going to be GHXSTARX. And then on Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, whatever, it's GHXSTAR. Come holler at me. I would love to chat.
All right, everyone. Thank you guys for joining. You already know we'll see you in a few. Well, not in a few. We're going to see you in a couple minutes because we're about to end the podcast. Everybody, that was GoStar. That was the...
Thank you.
The quirky... nutty, awesome new co-host, Jesse J. Thank you so much, Jesse. High five. Don't leave me hanging. Or I will leave you hanging. Don't play no games.
Listen, I know you outside live. Outside on the balcony. I know you live.
Yo.
I break in. I've had a couple breaking incidents, right?
I believe you are Puerto Rican. Don't worry. I totally believe you on that.
You know how to break in.
I will break in too, girl. You know how we get that.
Where are we going?
Yo.
Where are we going?
We're about to go drink this whiskey. Right, everybody, don't forget, man, subscribe. Thank you for much for tuning in. Subscribe to the channel. Tap on that, on that subscribe button. Spot us on Spotify, all the podcast platforms. Big shout out to the sponsors, OTW Threads, AttitudeOn10.com, BJS Photographies. If you want to start a dope podcast and just one day, click the links below. Click that link below. Get started on your podcast journey. And I also have everything you need in those links to start your own podcast with tangible items. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to go the virtual route, if you want to follow everything that's going on with Angel of Words, go to Angel of Words ENT on all socials and check out the website www.aowent.com. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Te quiero, Puerto Rico, Santa Isabel. Peace.
Live from the Angel Words Studios, we have GoStar and Billy Kennedy singing their song, Smile and See You When I Can, on their debut EP, See You When I Can.
Whoa, 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 yeah, 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 whoa, whoa. Myself in the mirror again. Am I falling into my worst damn trend? Or am I just this way for good? Look me in the eyes now. Do you recognize me? Looking up at the moon, it's so blinding. Across the path, and I walk to mile. Sometimes I forget how to smile. And I'll take it away. I climb the mountain and drown in the sea. What's on the edge of the world to find peace? Then I take, I'll take it away. I climb the mountain and drown in the sea. What's on the edge of the world to find peace? Too many fake friends don't know the difference to just love me or love my presence. If I ever met you, hope you don't feel distance. Look me in the eyes now, do you recognize me? Looking up at the moon, it's so blinding. Cross the path, and I walk to my home. Sometimes I forget how to smile. And I'll take it away. I climbed the mountain and drowned in the sea. Walked on the edge of the world to find peace. So I take, I'll take it away. I climbed a mountain and drowned in the sea. Walked on the edge of the world so far at peace. Keep losing my mind, we're dancing in the moonlight. On this rooftop, on this rooftop. Then you said to me, life is easy if you let it be. No, it's tragedy. Woke up still feeling drunk from the night before. And I'm knocking at your door. We're catching birthday. And I know it's not okay. I'm just running away from these demons. I was working out way too well, nowhere. And I'll see you when I can. Yeah, I'll see you when I can. And it's okay. I don't know where I'm going, I'm just going there. And I wanna be with you. Yeah, I'm playing with your hair. When you're laying on my chest, when I feel okay. But I can't stay. No, I'm running away from these demons. I can't get away. Stuck in my skin, I'm fucked up. Got your birthday, and I know it's not okay. I'm just running away from these demons. I was working out late, you weren't nowhere. And I'll see you when I can. Yeah, I'll see you when I can. Got your birthday, and I know it's not okay. I'm just running away from these demons. I was working out late, you weren't nowhere. And I'll see you when I can. Yeah, I'll see you when I can.
You know what it is? 2023 Angel of Words podcast going crazy. The new co-host Jesse in the building. Ghost Star Billy Kennedy. Te quiero Puerto Rico, Santa Isabel.